AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Donald Trump described his New York City rally as
an absolute love fest.
Trump says it was an honor to be involved. There were crude and racist comments by some of the speakers at Madison Square Garden.
Nobody's ever had love like that.
In Washington, D.C., Kamala Harris will give her closing argument, explaining why she should be the next president. In Georgia, running mate Tim Walz said,
Donald Trump's a loser in everything that he's got.
Walz told a crowd in Savannah there is a lot in the loss column.
He loses jobs. He loses businesses. Yes. He loses in court. And no matter what J.D. Vance says, he lost the 2020 election.
In remarks released before her speech, Kamala Harris will call Donald Trump unstable, obsessed with revenge, and consumed by grievance. A federal judge threw out a lawsuit by six Republican members of Congress seeking to make Pennsylvania election officials institute new checks confirming the eligibility and identity of soldiers, sailors, and others who vote from overseas. President Biden announced $3 billion to reduce carbon emissions at ports around the country.
For too long, they've run on fossil fuels and aging infrastructure, putting workers at risk and exposing nearby communities to dangerous pollution.
The president was at the Port of Baltimore. In March, a bridge collapse killed six construction workers and disrupted East Coast shipping routes for months. China launched a new three-person crew to its own orbiting space station as the country tries to expand its exploration of outer space with missions to the moon and beyond. A human-caused fire destroyed a house where it began and continued to burn in the central Colorado mountains. A federal judge who recently chastised Florida officials for trampling on free speech rights continued to block the head of the state's health department from taking any more steps to threaten TV stations that air commercials for an abortion rights measure on next week's ballot. Stocks finished mixed, the Dow down 154 points. This is AP News. The AP's Julie Walker reports New York Mayor Eric Adams says comments at a Donald Trump rally about Puerto Rico being a garbage island were wrong, but
you can't demonize an entire population based on the actions of those who attend.
The Democratic mayor pushed back at what he calls silly questions regarding his opinion of the Republican candidate for president.
All that's going on to everyday New Yorkers, we're asking questions that is someone a fascist or is someone a Hitler. That's insulting to me. That is insulting. And I'm not going to engage in that.
Adams also declining to say if he opposes Trump's mass deportation program, fueling speculation the mayor, indicted on federal bribery charges, is looking for legal protection from the presidential candidate. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.